Okay, Bill, one of us is kind of a gadget girl.
Right.
A techno girl.
Right. That's a good clue as to which one of us you're referring to.
And one of us is not very
technologically
much...
challenged. Right?
Yeah.
Is that the right term? Technologically
yeah.
challenged.
So we have a couple of guests in the studio, and I'm not really sure if they're going to help you or help me, because mm-hmm. we're two very different technologically advanced people.
Mm-hmm.
The movement towards digital enlightenment is called Experience People. And in the studio is Brian Hiss and Rob Loud. And you guys, I don't even know if I really understand what you're doing here with your movement. So maybe if you can help me understand this and help the listeners understand it. You're a tech entrepreneur, Brian?
That's correct.
And Rob, you're a filmmaker, making some film right now?
Correct. On a digital camera.
Yeah.
Digital camera. All right. Some statistics here. On average, people check their phones 150 times a day or every 6 minutes. This is according to a survey from... Whatever.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get into that. But I believe it. And, you know, I have that phantom sound now where, you know.
If your
when
phone isn't with you, you still feel it buzzing.
I hear that. Even though, like, I could be in another room, but I feel like, oh, my God, my phone is going off. But it's not. That really happens to people, that phantom noise.
Happens to all of us.
Okay, what is wrong with us?
Well, that's part of the problem is we need to get back out there and experience people. Get on the road. Plan your own adventure. Americans spend 40 minutes a day on Facebook. That just came out. Mark Zuckerberg said, hey, we have 40 minutes.
I'm mm-hmm. surprised it's not more.
We spend 9 hours a day on social media.
Nine hours a day. We're spending at work.
People are
doing
that.
Well, it's during work, isn't it?
It's during work.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So your message is basically... embrace technology, but don't let it overrun your life, correct? Is that kind of the message?
Yeah, it's technology to aid the experience, not be the experience.
Yeah.
So we're saying, hey, get out there, enjoy what technology brought us, and then use that to leverage your next adventure. So instead of spending those 40 minutes a day on social media, cut that in half, spend 20 minutes planning your next adventure, get out there and do what you're basically living vicariously through other people, get out there and do it yourself.
I keep railing on the fact that no matter where you go now, and you know this, everybody's texting. They would rather talk to the person who's not there. They'd rather text with somebody who's not there than the people that they're having dinner with or sitting next to on a bench somewhere. Why has that become a thing? Why have we as a society made it okay to be somewhere else all the time?
Well, I think it's not that we made it okay. It's just a fact of history, right? History tends to repeat itself.
Yeah.
And what happened in the food industry. So we overconsume food.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the organic food and sustainable food. And then we overconsume fossil fuels. And now we have sustainable energy. So we're just overconsuming technology. It's history repeats itself. And we're going to do that as a society till someone stands up, gets out there, and starts to push it forward.
Yeah.
And basically... create some amenable technology industry where companies like my company, Doodle, or Uber, another great example, is just getting into the app really quick, getting out, and getting exactly what you need.
All right. Now, Bill, you do not have a smartphone.
I do not.
The rest of you listening, everyone else
Everybody
in the world,
except me.
You know how much fun it is to go on your phone. I mean, I have ADHD. When I want an answer, I can just Google it. I can get that immediate result. If I'm waiting in line to pick up dinner, I can play Candy Crush Saga and kill some time. It is a time suck is what my iPhone is. I mean, I sit there and play games on it. Scramble with friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. And I will look up and I will realize I have just wasted like 2 hours doing that.
Well, that's the problem we all have. If you go into a line at Starbucks, you'll see everyone with their heads down while they're waiting to order.
Right.
They order and then they have their heads back down in their phone. Well, basically, the problem with society right now is that we don't allow boredom anymore.
Right.
It's instant gratification. And hence the reason we're going around a 77 Volkswagen bus. That thing only goes 55 miles an hour.
That is
on
your,
a good day if
what,
the wind's blowing the right way.
If the wind is blowing with us, we have a 5-knot tailwind.
This is
that's
your
great.
Tour bus?
This is our tour bus, which is broken down 7 times now. We've replaced an engine within the first 500 miles. We barely made it back to the studio today. because we broke down again.
So how'd you end up getting here?
We took the train in from South Shore Railroad up into Chicago.
All right.
I got here.
But you did get here.
But that's the premise, is downtime and just living to, kind of getting back to a time where we used to accept the reality, which is 55 miles an hour, going slow.
No one has time for that anymore. But we have so much to do. We have too many things to get done in one day.
We fill time. So when you think you have that and you need to get that done, is we naturally, like we procrastinate, we fill time because we feel like we need to be busy.
Let's talk about this more in just a little bit. First, a look at the roadways. Leslie has that for you. Leslie?
TCB, baby. They're on the road. It's Experienced People, a movement towards digital enlightenment. They're in a yellow VW bus. Do you even get FM radio on that? Oops, there is no radio at all?
There's no radio. Luxury. Pulled the 8-track out that wasn't working.
8-track. Yep. Oh, my God.
It's Brian Hiss over there. It's Rob Loud over there. Brian, you have said of Rob that he is the worst at this, that his whole life is technology, huh?
Worst offender ever.
Oh,
he has his head buried in the phone every day.
We're starting a movement. I mean, we need to get the word out.
Right.
Well,
right.
See,
so, yeah, right.
The best part about this is when we break down is he just grabs his camera and films while I'm sitting back there trying to repair the
thing. Fun.
Oh, I bet it is fun.
But see, you're contradicting each other, and I know what you're trying to do, Brian, by saying, you know, let's get out and talk to people and let's get away from social media and get off the phone and the camera. But Rob, you guys are making a documentary. I mean, you need to document this.
Yeah, you need to create awareness, and that's the best way to do it. And again, it's technology to aid the experience, not be the experience. And basically, yeah, if you're out there, you have a message, there's mediums for that. There's radio, there's TV, there's, you know, the internet, and it's a great tool. It's tons of information out there for people to get behind, and obviously we want to create this movement because we think there's something in society that we need to change.
Aren't you a little afraid of what society is going to be like in, I mean, forever we've looked forward to the future and said it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Aren't you afraid of what it's going to be like in 10 or 15 or 20 years? That if our contact with each other is so low now, what will it be like 20 years from today?
Yes and no.
No?
I think technology cannot replace touch.
Yeah.
Right? So we have the visual aspect, we have sound, and that's great, and the information, but also I think a big part of technology is connecting people, like marketplaces. You are being connected with someone all the way around the world, and that's the beauty of technology and the internet.
Makes the world smaller.
So it makes us go back to a time where people are going to find and be able to do the things they love to do because they can connect with someone and be able to sell their services or be able to find like parts for a VW bus in the middle of nowhere.
So
no, I don't think so necessarily, but I also think it takes a effort, like, again, sustainable energy, sustainable foods, a minimal technology industry that we're trying to really advocate for, that the Googles of the world, the Facebooks that are held responsible not only by the users but by society, that they cannot really, for lack of a better word, get away with exploiting their users, which they've been written up about the last week or two weeks.
Yeah.
OkCupid ran an experiment on their users, and they're unapologetic towards it. Hey, yeah, we did that. We exploited our users. Eventually, we're going to have these companies that are going to step up and say, hey, no, we're building technology for the future that really aids your experience and isn't this immersive, sticky technology product that they're trying purposefully to create.
Okay, Cupid's experiment really quickly was they set people up with the wrong matches, right, to see what would happen.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Yeah.
So, you know, I was talking to, we've brought this up on the air a couple of times. You and I got into radio. You started in a stand-up comedy, but you had things to say, so you started doing it. I started doing radio. We now do it together. Facebook and Twitter and everything else lets everybody else have their own radio show or platform. So that's why people like it so much. Maybe they didn't have their own radio show or they didn't have their newspaper column or a blog. So this lets them have a voice, and sometimes those people shouldn't have a voice. That's the problem.
You can say it. You can say it.
You caught me out there. Yeah, it gives everyone a voice. And, well, if people are listening, then who am I to say that that's wrong? So, but on the other side of that is it's not that we're saying Facebook is bad and pointing a finger at them.
Sure.
It's that we just need to spend a little less time. Is why are we just over-consuming as a society like we've done in the past?
Mm-hmm.
We tend not to learn from history, and we're doing it again, and eventually we will correct that. But it does take an effort. It takes companies that have the resources like Google, Microsoft, Apple to say, hey, look, we're going to join this movement. We're going to join this effort to creating best practices in the industry that people can follow. New entrepreneurs that I go out and speak to can learn from these things and say, hey, look, we don't need to exploit our users. We don't need to build in habit-forming technology. We can do this. We can create a product. We can create revenue, and we can satisfy investors.
Experienced people, it's a movement towards rejecting technology and behavior that creates digital dependency. Technology is supposed to set us free, not enslave us. Increasingly, people are becoming addicted to their devices, and the behavioral impact it has is hurting society. I'm telling you, my 11-year-old is addicted to his cell phone and computer and the game of Minecraft.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. Hello, his name is. I mean, you know, how do we even do this? So Brian M. Hiss and Rob Loud, you guys are on this 12-week, 20-city tour. And what do you plan to do, and how do we join your experience? And it's Experienced People.
Yeah, go to experiencedpeople.org, sign up. We have an email newsletter that we're sending out letting people know about what we're up to.
Do I have to give up my cell phone?
You don't have to give up your cell phone.
Do I have to give up my computer?
No. Technology is
great.
Can
I still Skype?
You can still Skype. Skype's a great tool, but also don't forget that Skype doesn't replace touch and getting out there and seeing friends and family. So sometimes we look at it as a replacement. It's not. Get out there and go and see the people that you love.
Great message. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Brandon's got the news coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.